Week 2 Locker Room Chats here continuing on the NBC Sports Radio Network. It's Crit and Profit, and alongside me today is the head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs, John Plino. John, tell me a little bit about the loss last week on Friday to the Onega Buffaloes.
Yes, absolutely. We had, still young guys. You know, everybody knows we're young. But we did a lot of good. I mean, there was a lot of bad, obviously. A 40-0 loss is never good. But there's a lot of good to come out of it. And, we saw it on the film and tuned some things up, and we should hopefully look better this week, especially offensively. You know, defensively, we were in the right spots, just, you know, struggle at times. Outside of that is, you know, a lot of good, a lot of bad, of course, but a lot of good to see, too.
Yeah, you mentioned a lot of good. There were some big plays. You saw that 32-yard gain. That was your biggest play of the game. That was from the run game. How do you build upon that success for the rest of the year? And also some key moments. You mentioned defensively you were in some good positions. You forced, I believe, 2 turnovers on that game. Just kind of tell me some of those successes and how that will help you later on in the year.
So, I had some guys in the right spots, just a little undersized, but they were where they needed to be. Our defensive game plan was what it needed to be, and, you know, some fine-tuning and some basic tackling drills we'll fine-tune the defense. And then offensively, we had some, I don't want to say confusion, but a little bit of confusion from the young guys, and we went over it in practice, and, you know, there was plays that were one guy away from being broken. And, you know, we had a big old 32 run from, I believe it's Colter Peterson, and we saw it on film, and, you know, we got some guys that can run the ball pretty well. It just, you know, we've got to be in the right place at the right time. So, and, you know, with the young guys, that's sometimes hard to get across to them. But, you know, we got it. We harped on it this week, and we talked to them about it. We took a good look at P. Ridge's defense, and, you know, they played Oskaloosa, run same type of double wing offense like we kind of run, and got some good looks at them, and hopefully we got guys in the right spot.
This is your first time moving up into 11-man as a head coach. Obviously, Donovan West was 11-man back in 2017, but for a lot of these kids, this is their first time in that 11-man situation. So, you know, through that game, do you think your players were getting used to that speed? And going into week 2 here, do you think they're going to be able to settle in a little more nicer?
Absolutely. I really do believe so. It was like you said, it was a first for a lot of us. It was a first for a lot of these kids. It was a first for all of the staff except for Coach Marty. But yeah, they adjusted well, and it's just going to take time. You know, good things don't happen overnight. We're going to keep on grinding and stay positive and keep with the work ethic. If I had to say one thing about last Friday night, our boys have heart. You know, it didn't matter whether it was first play of the game or last play of the game, that, you know, they were going 110%. We got some kids that are bought in, and they're just learning. You know, we're taking things one day at a time. Just, you know, like I said, good things take time. It's not going to happen overnight. Just the way life is.
Bring to a little bit of a mention here. On the first play of the game, Mason Eichhardt went down, one of your best offensive and defensive linemen. Tell me a little bit about that kid and who's going to be able to fill his spot as he's out for the year.
So we made some personnel changes. You know, moved one of our juniors, Michael Albers, over from the inside to the outside linebacker to kind of control their edge, and took one of our moved one of our other juniors, Hayden Plino, off the D line, put him back there at middle backer, hoping we can, you know, do a little better control on the edges and maybe stuff the middle a little better. And then offensively, we went to a young man. I couldn't give him enough credit. Young Brady Myers. He's a freshman. Stepped in his first varsity game. First drive, he jumped in there. We had a couple fumbled snaps. You know, we got past it. You know, we figured it out. I don't think he fumbled a snap the rest of the game. And he did pretty okay for a freshman in there. And then we just moved Hayden Plino over from center to our left guard. And, you know, and that's kind of how we adjusted to make these guys work. And trying to, you know, as a staff, we kind of felt like these were the best people to put in the best places with what we have. You know, we have what we have, and we just stay optimistic, keep driving forward.
I agree. Just got to keep on going forward, and four, we will continue in segment number 2 here on Locker Room Chats in just a little bit. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Locker Room Chats. Here continuing, it's week number 2. Second segment here with John Plino, head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs. So we have a big game upcoming against a district opponent, and then you'll follow that with 2 league opponents going Valley Heights and then Centralia. But let's talk about this district opponent this week, the Pleasant Ridge Rams. Give me some keys and give me a game plan.
P. Ridge, they, you know, I feel like we match up pretty decent against them. You know, if we can get a pass rush on them, they very balanced. They like to, from all the film we have, it's about 50-50 pass run game. You know, they come out there, they come balanced, and the defense has got to be ready at all 3 levels. So that's kind of our game plan. Hopefully we can be ready at all 3 levels and keep them in front of us, and we match up a little better against them size wise. So hoping for a better matchup this week. Hoping, you know, we keep the kids just keep on rolling on through and get them started. That's defensively, offensively. We're gonna do what we do. Which you know, last year we had you guys had done an interview with the Frankfurt head coach, good guy, and he had said we hadn't found our identity offensively yet. And this year we made sure we established an identity early, and we're gonna keep trying to establish that identity and stay with what we know. So
you made a mention earlier that you were watching some film for, you know, the Oskaloosa versus Rams game, and obviously in that game the Rams had passed the ball a lot, even though that they fell at a loss to the Bears. So what's the strategy here going against a team that will be looks to be pretty pass heavy here as you take them on week number two at Highland Community College?
Pass rush, you know, we got to get to the quarterback. We gotta make the quarterback uncomfortable. He's gotta feel like he has no option but to run the ball. We've got to just get in his face, rush him, and keep him uncomfortable. And the more we keep him uncomfortable, I think the better off we'll be as far defensively.
Well, other than that, are there any players coming into this week that you're expecting to play a big role against these Rams?
Yeah, my secondary. I've got my secondary, Cooper Eberle anchoring my secondary that back there, and Colter Peterson on the top end of my secondary. So just counting on those guys to anchor it and keep everything in front of them.
All right, that was John Plino, the head coach of the Donovan West Mustangs. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was your Donovan West Locker Room Chat, sponsored by Bendina State Bank and Triple L Tire.